Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano. If you're out there sitting in traffic, I feel sorry for you. I was just out there joining you, but unfortunately, or fortunately for me and fortunately for you, I'm not anymore. But I do understand it. It's quite a mess. So if you haven't gotten in your cars and started home yet, you might want to think about doing that because I think it's only going to get worse. Right, Eric?
Hard to say. You know, after six, things tend to taper off. So maybe get a cup of coffee if you like. Listen to the show. Relax.
There you go. Just relax.
Take it easy.
If you're sitting in your car, relax and take it easy
yes,
as well.
You'll have plenty of time for that.
No worry about stress. We're going to take it easy today. We're going to talk about something really fun today. I have with me in the studio Lise Bond and Tim. And I didn't get your last name, Tim.
Jeannie.
Tim Jeannie.
Cheney,
like in Cheney Stadium,
yeah.
That kind of Cheney. Good. And we're going to talk about a really cool program called Dance It. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. But I did want to let everybody know that our wonderful sponsor today is Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a wealth of experience, and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. And tomorrow, May 25th, at the Bellevue Hyatt at 11:30 is the Brain Matters Awareness Program for the Chris Elliott Fund. And I do believe there's a couple of tickets left. I'm going to be there. I'm sitting at the table with Gene Smart and a couple of other noted celebrities. John Curley is going to actually be emceeing the event. And this all goes to the Chris Elliott Fund for glioblastoma cancer research. Our friend Dale Ann Elliott has been on the show a couple of times. And we're really excited about all of the work that they're doing with the glioblastoma cancer research. Again, most notably the brain pad. Or the brain hat, the device that is going on top of the heads of those that are dealing with glioblastoma. And it's a brand new cancer research that is giving hope to people that weren't operable, as well as it eliminates the need for chemotherapy and other types of treatments that are more evasive. It's actually the last resort for those that have already gone through those treatments and haven't responded. And it's showing good promise and is something that might revolutionize the way we treat cancer. So we hope that you consider coming to the lunch with us. And again, that is tomorrow at the Bellevue Hyatt at 11:30. You can get tickets or more information, donate online at chriselliottfund.org. And that's Chris Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, fund.org. Or you can get more information at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. And we're really excited. WalkTheTalkWithKim.com is moving forward on Facebook. We're getting a lot more Facebook listeners and starting some really great dialogue there. So we encourage you to join our Facebook page at Walk the Talk with Kim on Facebook. And lots of really cool things going on. Of course, if you have an iPhone, iPad, you can download the Walk the Talk with Kim show onto your portable device as well as listen to it on podcast. So it's really cool, Eric. I'm getting emails from people in South Africa, in Russia, in New Zealand, in Argentina. And these are people that are downloading and listening to the show all over the world.
That's awesome.
Can you believe it?
And I believe the archive is an MP3. So any MP3 player will work with that. It doesn't have to be an iPad or an iPad.
No, that's just one place you can get. You can automatically download. So if you have your iPhone and you date it every day, then you can go walk with it. But yes, if you just have an MP3 player only, because you know, of course, I have an iPhone, so everything else is less than, but, you know. But if you have an MP3 player, you can, of course, download the show and listen to it on the show there. Us Apple people are snobby, aren't we? Didn't we have this conversation before about Apple versus PC? I have a PC at home.
I don't think we did, but...
This is my only... I don't have a Mac, so...
Well, I think, you know, people that own Apple products, they pay enough for them. So they, since they've paid so much, they've earned the right to be snooty.
There you go. Exactly. You pay to be snooty.
That's right.
I understand. That's exactly how everything works. Well, again, welcome to the show. And I hope that you are enjoying this liquid sunshine. And I'd like to welcome Lise Barad to the show today with Dance It Organization and Tim Cheney. I didn't write that down. I remembered it. I'm for a person who's not known so well for memory. I'm actually really proud of myself. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim.
How are you guys doing today?
Great. We're happy to be here.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you.
We're happy to have you. I think you found out about the Walk the Talk with Kim show on a posting that we did on a nonprofit network.
Yes.
And you said, I have this incredible program I want to talk about. And I'm so glad you did, because here you are. And I did some research on the program. And as my listeners know, I get really excited about community-based organizations that are doing something really wild and different. And what I love about your organization is that you not only get people, it's just so multifaceted. You get kids physical, they learn something new, it gets them in a social environment away from what they normally would do, which is get into trouble or do nothing or watch, you know, play video games or what have you. And then the byproduct is you get to raise money for all of these really incredible things. So I thought, oh, this is absolutely something we need to get on the Walk the Talk with Kim show. So thank you for coming. Tell us a little bit, Lisa, about your organization and how you got involved.
Yeah, well, Dance It started about 5 years ago. Actually, I didn't really have any intention of designing a program around this, but I love to dance, and I think that everybody else really does love to dance. Everybody that I know says, oh, I wish I learned to dance as a teenager. And I had two teenagers in high school, and they were going to their high school dances and staying about 20 minutes and then coming home. And I didn't understand this. I didn't understand, how can you go to a dance and not have fun? Well, those of your listeners who have students in high school or children who have been through high school might know what's going on in the high schools right now. The dance culture is not necessarily so positive. There's some inappropriate ness happening there.
Would that be that dirty dancing stuff going on there?
Yeah. And basically, you know, that doesn't appeal to all the students and it doesn't appeal to the administration. So it's not necessarily a comfortable environment for everybody. So my kids would come home, but they actually asked me at some point that they said, you know, we really do want to learn how to dance. Where can we have lessons? Where we can get lessons? So I took them to the Century Ballroom, which is a great destination for lessons and dancing in downtown Seattle. And they took some lessons, and we followed it with a dance. I took them to a dance. And when we walked into the room, which is just packed with people, we recognized about 20 other students from their high school.
Wow.
And we all realized that kids really do want to learn to dance. They want to, you know how to do it and to be confident. But in order for them to learn it, they had to seek it out. And they had to find it. They had to get there. They had to, you know, pay for it. And I thought, well, you know, I'm connected to the dance scene. I can help facilitate this. So I worked with a student at Shorewood High School, Chase Parker, who was the ASB president at the time, and he was interested in learning to dance. And together we decided to do this for the high school. And I invited a friend of mine who's a dance teacher to teach the lessons. And it was a huge success. We had, I think it was a series of 7 lessons, and we taught swing and we taught salsa. And the kids had a great time. And then we hosted a couple of dances. And I think about 100 students came to each dance, and they just danced and danced and danced and had fun. And so the dance community eventually got wind of this through the dance teacher, Michelle Badion, who was teaching the classes. And she was very proud of what she had done at the high school. And so about 4 or 5 people in the dance community came up to me and said, I love what you're doing in the high schools. This is such a great idea. And frankly, at that point, I thought I had already done it. It was done, you know?
Not how this nonprofit stuff works.
No. So there was sort of, they rallied behind me and said, this is a great idea, you know, make it bigger, offer it to more students. So that's how it started.
Wow. And when was this?
This was in the fall of 2006.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had, my daughter was a sophomore and my son was a senior then. And so we just wrapped up our 5th year, and we've been in about 18 schools and we've taught over 2,800
teens. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah. And this is social dancing. This is some people don't understand what is social dancing. I think when people think of dancing, they think of maybe performance dance or choreographed dance that they see on television or in the movies. And this is all about the social experience. Teenagers are really ready for this social experience. And so what we teach them is mostly swing dancing. We also offer salsa dancing and other social dances.
Wonderful.
But, yeah, that's usually what appeals to teenagers.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk all about dancing. I just have a million and four questions in my head, and we're going to have Tim come on and talk a little bit about it. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and the program that we're talking about is called Dance It. And for information, you can go to www.dance/it.com, and I'll read that information again, www.dance-it.com. And of course, I'll post that on walkthetalkwithkim.com website. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com. Cut through the clutter with the latest up-to-date information on happenings in the world of real estate, mortgage, and personal finance. Tune in Wednesdays at 3 p.m. for Brashonomics, an upbeat, interesting, and informative hour you don't want to miss. Hosted by Ben Brashen, you'll be entertained and informed as Ben and his guests of industry professionals share ideas and strategies you can use every day in your own life. You won't want to miss this show. Brashonomics has the information you need to stay in the know. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Have you heard the phrase, "The beatings will continue until morale improves"? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Ariano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focus on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ariano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I hope you're out there car dancing. If you're stuck in traffic, car dancing is a great way to get exercise and be bored at the same time. Turn it up. Let's just crank that for the next 15 minutes and people will get some exercise. But no, we are talking with the executive director, Lee Spott at Dance It, and Tim Cheney. Tim, are you? What do you do for the organization?
I kind of help with marketing and promotion, kind of whatever Lee asked me to do.
Oh, wonderful.
I started off as a student. Under Lise, I started off as in high school my freshman year about 5 years ago. Wow.
The time goes way faster than that.
It does.
He was in the first class.
How fun.
Yeah, so I was in the first class and I was a jazz musician, but I kind of always thought, oh, dancing's not for guys. That's not what we do. But a girl convinced me and she's like, you got to come to this class with me. So I was like, fine for you. I'll come with. So I went to this class, and I was like, yeah, I'll try this swing thing, because I love jazz music. I'll try this thing. And the class was so warm and inviting, it was really fun. And I was really surprised, because I was like, I'm not going to like this. And then I come out of it like, wow, when's next week coming? I was really looking forward to the next week, and I thought that was really cool. And so once the 7 or so weeks ended, I was like, but I want more.
I want more.
Yeah, why does it have to end? And so I was like, I got to keep going. I can't wait till the next year when this will happen again. I need to have more now. So I went downtown to Century Ballroom again, and I started taking some lessons in some other swing dancing styles, so Lindy Hop and Charleston. And I just fell in love with it completely. And I was like, this is really what I want to be doing with my life. And so because of Dance It, I found a new outlet to do what I love to do. I found a new love for the music I was already playing. And now dancing is pretty much all I do. I go to school and I dance. I've been a part of a performance swing troupe called Swing-a-Majig. I compete, I travel, and everything is related to swing dancing, which wouldn't have started without having Lise and the program Dance It. So now I help Lise in any way I can, because I want other people to have the same experience I did. Whether they have ambitions to go far with competing and traveling, whether they just want to learn how to do a basic step, or whether they just want to have fun, I feel like we can help them with whatever they want to do, but someone has to be there to provide the starting point.
And So that's a wonderful story, and it's a huge testament that 5 years later you're here and talking about how this has helped shape your life. So that's a really good testament right there. Tell me a little bit. Now, you had mentioned this is social dancing, and there's this social component to it, and I've been kind of wrapping my head around going, okay, I fundamentally understand what that means, but what does that mean to you as someone who's actually gone to the program? How has this, I mean, teenage years, man, that's awkward time. And I can't even imagine kids, guys saying, okay, I'm going to go learn ballroom dancing, and I'm going to do this for
this is not ballroom dancing. This is swing dancing.
Social dancing.
It's social dancing.
So, well, explain to me, Lise, then what's the difference between that and social dancing? I want you to tell me what that kind of meant to you.
Yeah, typically ballroom dancing is what you see on television. Mm-hmm. It's a little more formal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's geared towards competitive dance. Social dancing is all about dancing with someone just for the experience of dancing with them. It's not necessarily dancing for a judge or for an audience. It's about the moment, the 3 minutes, usually a song is maybe 3 minutes long, about the experience of dancing with your partner in that moment. And that's the social part of it. It's not about being the best. It's not about, you know, knowing the most or being the coolest. It's about enjoying a dance with somebody.
Are you learning ballroom dances? Are you learning waltzes and sambas and tangos? And
our teachers are all quite capable of teaching any of those dances, but we pretty much start with swing for lots of good reasons.
It's fun.
But we've also taught salsa and we've taught some tango in the high schools, and we'll teach them whatever they want. But we start with swing because it's the easiest thing to learn. Within about 20 minutes, you feel like you can do something. It's a sort of rhythm that can be applied to a lot of different types of music, and it's just fun. It's fun. I mean, because our mission is, quote unquote, inspiring teenagers to social dance. And so if they're having fun, they're going to want to do more of it. And if we we want to introduce dancing in the least stressful manner, and if they're expected to perform or to be better than the next person, that might keep people away from the classes. We want to make it stress-free and inviting and accessible. And that's why it's the social dancing.
So that's a really good difference, too, because I'm glad that you brought that up. The social aspect, so do all the guys get on one side and all the girls get on the other, and they meet in the middle and dance for 3 minutes and then part? I mean, how does that whole interaction thing work?
We typically have, for most dances you'll go to, there'll be a half hour, an hour lesson, and it'll start off with, they'll split up the guys or the girls, but it's leads and follows. It does not have to be a gender-specific role, but you split up the leads and the follows, and you show them the basic step and figure out, this is how you swing dance. This is an intro to dancing. And then everyone says, okay, good. Now we're all going to partner up with just some random person, whether it's someone you came with, whether or not, that doesn't matter, because you're going to be rotating in about 30 seconds. So you tried that little step you just learned. You say thank you, you wave to that person, and then they rotate to the next person. And that's really what the social aspect is for me. It's not, it's like any other social gathering. It's, you're meeting someone, you're enjoying that dance, but they're not like you're going to be dancing with them for a long time. It's not your dance partner, per se. It's just a friend that you're dancing with, and maybe it's one or two songs, and then you meet another person, and you could dance over and over, but it's not stuck with one person. Which is also, it's a lot easier for someone to come in that doesn't have a partner, because a lot of people are going to say, well, I'd love to start dancing, but I don't have a dance partner. You don't need that for swing dancing. And that's partially what sets it apart from other styles. A lot of styles, you have to have someone you're working with. You know how their body moves. Swing dancing, it's pretty much universal. And so you can work with a partner and go on to certain levels and do things that are awesome, but you can be just as awesome with a random person that you've met 5 minutes ago. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know their name, and you can still have a great time, smile, and feel like you accomplished something 3-5 minutes later.
How do you think that helps kids, I'm going to ask you and I'm going to ask you the same question. How do you think that this helps kids going through that awkward phase in school with all the socials and the peer pressures? How do you think that this has helped you navigate through that?
Well, a large emphasis in swing dancing is improvisation, and there is no real wrong way to swing dance. So someone can feel awkward, like, oh, I don't know how to dance, but I know this couple moves. They can try it their own way, and they aren't wrong. And that really helps. A lot of what makes people feel awkward is like, well, I don't know if I'm going to do the wrong thing. I'm going to be judged. I'm going to be told that I'm doing something not right. Well, they don't have to worry about that with swing dancing. They can just be with some random partner, and it works. They can do what they know, and the person's going to smile like, oh, maybe I didn't think of that. That's great. Or I thought about that. Did you think about this? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't. Cool. Let's try that. Instead of, oh, well, you didn't do this step, or you didn't put your left foot on this count. You don't have to worry about that.
Got you. I'm trying to get this visual for our listeners on the radio of what's, if you don't know what swing dancing is, I get this image of people getting thrown around and legs in the air and the, you know, the kind of thing going. But it sounds like that there's steps, but they're, like you said, you're teaching improvisation. So how does
Well, Tim is referring to improvisation when you actually go dancing, like when you go dancing at Century Ballroom. We don't typically get into that in our lessons. Our lessons are fairly basic.
Okay.
Yeah. But in terms of your question about navigating the teenage years, I have just some wonderful anecdotes of
perfect.
I'm actually the behind the scenes person of the program. I don't do the teaching, but occasionally I come to the classes and I observe. And if the balance isn't quite equal, I get to step in. And I have rotated partners, and I'm a baby boomer. Just to get that really clear.
You don't
clear.
Look it. I know you can't see on the radio, but this woman is in fine shape.
But I'm in a room with a bunch of, 16, 17-year-olds, and, they're not so interested in dancing with me. But so we rotate partners because that's the thing you do. And I remember going up to this one fellow, and I try to engage and, make eye contact with him. And this one fellow, so I said, how are you? And he says, well, pretty good. I said, yeah? And he says, yeah, I didn't think I was going to like dancing, but I really think this is fun. And it was just the coolest thing. And then I had another moment when I rotated partners to another young man who was seemed really reserved and shy, and he was looking at his feet. And we weren't dancing yet. We were just like standing in front of each other. So I put out my hands to, to engage him. And I was smiling because I'm happy because I'm, doing dance things. And he lifted his head and he looked and saw somebody smiling right at him. And he smiled back. And I get emotional about these things. This is a moment where you connect with another human being that might not ever happen in another experience. If you're in line in the grocery store with somebody, somebody's not necessarily going to look at you and smile at you and acknowledge you. But through dance, you get to do this. And you get to do it with strangers. And you get to do it with people that aren't necessarily in your social circle or, of your ethnic background or of your age. I mean, here I am with somebody that I don't know, who's probably 15 or 16, really maybe not even wanting to be there. And we had a beautiful moment. And that just inspires me. And dance, it can be the experience of a moment like that or a dance or an evening or even more than that. I mean, Tim has taken it to amazing levels. I mean, I have to mention that Tim started, were you 14? 14. Okay, think about this. And now, 5 years later, Tim he's going to Sweden this summer to train in dance. And wow. He is also our newest trainee to be our next teacher for dance. We have a wonderful stable of teachers. I mean, he is just doing amazing things. I also remember that first dance at Shorewood. There was another kid, and I think he was a freshman. He was really kind of awkward and he was sort of silly and, there were all these girls around him but he was smart. He figured out if he learned to dance a few moves, the girls liked it, And so here I am watching this kid thinking, how is this going to play out? Because he's really kind of acting goofy, but the girls are lined up to dance with this kid. And, I think it helps them build a lot of confidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not only for the lining up, but like for a guy going through high school, middle school, it's really awkward. You want to meet a girl, but you don't know how. You want to say something, but you don't want to say the wrong thing. Do I try a pickup line? I don't know. It's a lot easier to just say, hey, would you like to dance with me? And they're probably going to say yes. I think in my 5 years of dancing, people say no maybe twice. I mean, honestly, right. People, they don't say no because you don't know what that person's going to be. It's a polite thing to do. It's just, and yeah. If you hate the dance, then it was 2 minutes that you still had a good time.
Yeah. Well, teenagers are so ready. High school teenagers, those are our demographics. They are really ready for some way to physically connect with each other. I mean, they're just at the right age. It's just a mm-hmm. fact. And we give them permission to connect with each other physically and respectfully. Mm-hmm. And I think it really helps them understand how to do that. It gives them some boundaries where they're comfortable and they can relate to each other physically. It's very positive.
I think that's an incredible point because I was just thinking about where else. We all know exactly where that question's going. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Come back. We're going to talk more about this incredible organization and figure out where they're going in the future and how you can get engaged and involved. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. Listen to us streaming on www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for Women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class size is limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbro at 425-890-5037.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Smile by really getting into the swing, getting into the swing, getting into the swing.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano. Thank you all so much for listening today. I love dance. I've always loved dance ever since I was a little kid. I used to make the kids the people at the senior center pay me a nickel so that they can watch me dance. And I have always loved doing it. And it's just really exciting to see. And I really started thinking about what opportunities kids have to socially interact physically that's not a competition, that's not a team sport, or not naughty. And it sounds like a program that provides a lot of hope, especially for those that are a little on the shy side, mm-hmm. Especially for those that really want to have a healthy interaction without the pressure. And so I appreciate so much your story, Tim, because I think it shows us that we have an opportunity with our kids once. And that opportunity in the traditional school system is really focused on left brain. I'm going to get on a soapbox here for a moment. Really focused on left brain academics. We have really put our kids at a disadvantage when it comes to right brain creativity. And dance is an example of a perfect outlet that we don't do in school. And I remember when I was a kid, we had square dancing when I was in middle school. And that was it for dancing. And square dancing, I'm sorry, that doesn't cut it. It's good, not good enough. And then we'd have the school dances. And for me, this was back in the 80s, school dances was you'd jump around, or you'd have, you know, slow dances where, you know, arms around the neck, arms around the waist, and then you'd kind of go back and forth. That was about it. Or you dance around like crazy people. And then the other half were out back getting drunk or stoned. And that was pretty much the whole dance experience. And so I applaud this. This sounds like a lot of fun. So how does someone get involved in your program?
Well, they just call us or they email us. And our target audience is high schools, local high schools, usually within like around King County, Snohomish area. And if we have funds, we will send our teachers, and we offer this for free. Mm-hmm. It's an after-school program. Basically, we want to try to make it as accessible as possible to any student, whether they have money, whether they have a car, it doesn't matter. Whether they have a partner or experience, it doesn't matter. That's why the classes are after school and at the school. So, for instance, say if it's Garfield High School and they want our classes, you know, we'll send our teachers. We send two teachers and two role models, lead and follow, to the high school. It's after school so that as many kids can come as possible. Kids will always have conflicts with their schedule, and there's not much we can do about that. And we offer, the classes are free, and it's 1 hour a week for 4 weeks. And basically we try to connect with a community within the school. Usually it's the ASB class. They're great promoters because the ASB students are the student leaders, and they know everybody in the school, and they can promote it, you know, effectively. Sometimes a school will have a champion. We've had certain champions. At Roosevelt, we had Allie, who did a fabulous job making things happen there. And right now we've got a kid at Edmonds Woodway, Jose. He's doing amazing things. So basically, these kids or faculty, usually, the kids or faculty, call us and say, we want your program. How do we get it? And I say, when do you want it? Mm. Usually we like to have our teachers come and do a demo at an assembly so the entire student body can see what the heck we're doing and what it's all about and what the music is and who our teachers are and how the movement is and how much fun it is. And once the kids see the demo, they want to come to class.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I can imagine that they would want to do that.
Some schools want a customized program. Sometimes they want us to come in and do PE classes, and we will customize classes. Those are usually associated with a fee. We can't use all of our donation dollars for closed type classes, but we do use our donation dollars to make the after school classes free and
available.
Accessible. Yeah.
So that brings up a really great question. How is it funded? How is that program funded? If it's free for the kids, are the teachers free?
I mean,
how is the program
We pay
work?
The teachers. They're professional teachers. They are world-renowned teachers. I mean, they're phenomenal teachers.
Wow.
And we pay them. So we raise money. We have fundraisers. We ask for donations. For the first couple of years, it was pretty much funded by the local dance community who thought this was such a swell idea, and they gave me some donations. And it was small. This is not a very expensive program. We can go a long way on a small amount. We need to raise money.
Of course.
Grants. We've had some grants from some schools so we can go into their classes and work with the kids.
And so how would people donate to the program?
On our website, danceit.com, there's a hyphen between dance and it.
Hyphen, that was the word
I was looking for.
It's not that, dash
that line
or slash,
in between.
It's hyphen. That's hyphen.
Yeah. The other, without the hyphen, you end up on some site in Italy.
That's not it.
So we have the hyphen in there. And you go to our website, and every page, there's in the upper right, there's a donate button.
So that's www.dance-it.
Yeah.
.com.
There's a donate button, and it'll take you to a page. Our nonprofit sponsor is Shunpike. If you're familiar with Shunpike, they sponsor other arts organizations, and they are our nonprofit arm, basically. And so donations go to Dance It through Shunpike, and they will be tax deductible. There's also an option for matching funds if corporate matching funds are available.
Yeah. Excellent. Do you do this for adults?
we don't do this for adults. We're focused on teens. There's lots of dancing for adults. In fact, on our website, there is a page called Community, and it lists where to dance, and adults can go there, and there are lots and lots of options. I think Seattle is one of the biggest dance communities in the United States.
Yeah, Seattle's one of the biggest in the world.
Not just swing, but for tango, for waltz, for zydeco, for blues.
For swing alone, there is at least one dance every night of the week. Multiple nights have more than one dance for just swing alone. There's multiple blues dances per week. There's zydeco at least every month. There's multiple tango and salsa every week. Seattle has an amazing dance scene. And the swing community alone is one of the biggest in the world. So.
This is a nerdy question, but is there a zydeco dance? I mean, I know the music.
Yes.
But there's an actual zydeco dance.
It's very fun.
Is it really? Okay. You have to show me on the break. So I love zydeco, but you know, of course, that's Mardi Gras, Drake, and
Gator Boy.
It's that's a lot. It's a lot of fun. Music's a lot of
Gatorboy.com for zydeco.
Gatorboy. Gator.
GatorBoy.com. Yeah, that's Sean Donovan. He'll get you dancing.
Love it. Zydeco music. That's so fun. Good. So then talk to me a little bit about the dance community. So you said that there was some donations. I mean, obviously, getting kids exposed and involved in dance helps the dance community within Seattle because it gets more exposure beyond the ballet company and those kinds of things. Tell me about the dance culture in Seattle.
Oh, it's just inspirational. It's just the energy is incredible. And there are dancers out there from age 15 to probably
95, 100.
It's just amazing. And we're very privileged because we are helping groom the next generation of dancers. For younger people, typically swing appeals to them most. The salsa dance also has a younger scene, but there is West Coast Swing. So the Century Ballroom is quite a destination. Most dancers know where the Century Ballroom.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful place. If you haven't been there,
kids.
Even if you're not a dancer, go to the Century Ballroom.
Where is the Century Ballroom?
It's on Pine and
Broadway. That's right off of Capitol Hill.
It's one block.
Centuryballroom.com.
One block.
Thank you. Centuryballroom.com.
Yeah, one block east of Broadway on Pine, upstairs. It's upstairs. It's a beautiful vintage ballroom that Hallie Cooperman from Century Ballroom has just kept alive, and it's thriving. It's amazing. They have a wonderful restaurant upstairs also called the Tin Table.
And we were talking on the break about I've got small kids, and they teach classes for small kids too?
Well, they don't typically year-round. They teach classes year-round, but this summer they're having a kids' camp. I think it's ages 8 through 16 they're doing. So just go to their website, centuryballroom.com. But there are other organizations that, like there's Left Foot Boogie, Jody Fleischman. She runs her dances out of Bothell. Tim has performed there. I've seen you perform there. And she has classes, I think, in Finney Ridge area. There's Northwest Dance. They have classes, I think, twice a week.
And there's the Savoy Swing Club, which is really the swing dancing community for Seattle. That's where all the main scene for Seattle is the Savoy Swing Club. So just savoyswingclub.com has all the information on that. They have multiple teachers, and everyone's kind of interconnected. So we say there's lots of these different places, but they all are friends. They're all connected.
Right.
They all know each other. So they've all got their individual websites, but they all have similar information to get you to the same places and get you out dancing.
And a lot of the music, some of it's DJ music, but there's still a lot of live music out. Northwest Dance always has live music at their dances. It's wonderful.
So it's also not only helping the dance community, it's helping the musician community
We're helping the magician community too. Yes, and in fact, all of our teachers teach at all these different places. So we're all connected. So like Mark Kihara is one of our swing dance teachers. He teaches at the Century Ballroom. His partner Darla teaches at the Century. They've also taught for other organizations.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's like a big, big, huge family.
Sounds like a great community.
Yeah. You go to one dance in one place, and then you'll go someplace else and do a different dance, and you'll see a lot of familiar faces. There's also on the east side, there's a place called the East Side Stomp. Peter Flahiff, he's put together this great place. They have dances on Tuesdays and Fridays. the energy that explodes out of there is just wonderful.
Wow. I have a friend of mine who does swing dancing. I think that's where she does. Maybe it's something.
Seven Kirkland.
Different. Yeah. She does swing dancing there. And it's fascinating to see the pictures because she takes video too. And I watch these pictures. And it's like they're having so much fun and they're getting in shape.
Yeah.
Not having
yeah.
to think about going to the gym, but actually going and celebrating and dancing and having fun and being creative. That sounds, I think I need to do some more of that. Thank you guys have inspired me. There's one person.
You can always find a night to do it.
Excellent.
It's very affordable.
Excellent. So. Excellent. Well, we're going to take a little break. Thank you for listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're going to wrap up our segment talking more with Dancet and a program that they have coming up that we want to let you know about. And thank you for listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We'll be right back.
Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
Hi, I'm Lauren Archer. I'm a hypnotherapist that helps people change their energy by changing their mind.
And I'm Lorelei Spiegelman, and I am an energy healer who helps people change their mind by changing their energy.
Together, we're the Soul Sirens of Seattle, and we invite you to join us on our show, Inner Spirit Medicine, Mondays at 3, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To find out more about us, join us at our website at soulsirens.tv.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano. We had last weekend, Eric, last Friday, we had a dance at the elementary school. I'm on the PTA. My kids both go to the same elementary school. And it was 70s disco night. And so we were supposed to dress our kids up. And I went, I don't have a stitch of anything I can dress these kids in that's 70s.
Huh.
I couldn't even remember what they wore in this. I mean, you know, you think of the leisure suits and the belt buckle, but try go buy that for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, that's hard to
unless
do.
You want a Halloween costume. It just doesn't work.
Thrift stores.
What thrift store has now, however many years later, just I wound up just sending them in their clothes. Tie-dye is what I think I wound up dressing them in. Tie-dye and a piece thing. So, well, you know, we figured it out. It was a lot of fun.
Wrong decade, but hey, you know.
You know, what are you gonna
as long
do?
As they had fun.
It was right around the 70s. That's sure. All hazy for everybody anyway. But the thing that was interesting is when we had 80s, we played a lot of 80s songs. When we had 70s, they played a couple of disco songs. But then they wound up going to the old standby, you know, the Macarena and the, you know, Justin Bieber and, you know, that kind of fun stuff. So I staged a little bit of a protest and said, if we're going to do disco night, we got a disco dance. But anyway, long story short. So we had this great dance night there, and I didn't know how to dress my kids, but we all had a lot of fun, and
well,
it was great.
I think it just goes to show that people of all ages can enjoy dancing.
It's absolutely true. And parents were out there dancing with their kids, and my son came up to me. It's this cute little precocious thing. He came up to me and goes, Mommy, will you dance with me? I said, yeah, I'd love to dance with you. He drags me out into the middle of the floor and then proceeds to just totally ditch me. And just run around like a madman. And then about an hour and a half later, I want to go home. I'm not feeling so good, Mom.
Flashback to prom night then, huh?
No, that was your prom, not mine. Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I didn't have a prom night. I had a lame boyfriend my senior year. But let's not regress back to that time. So we're talking with Lise and Tim with Dance It. And so tell us about, you have an event coming up, or you've got, there's something
we
coming
do.
Up.
We do. This is really exciting. There's a swing club at Edmonds Woodway High School that is so excited about their dancing, they want to share it with the general community. And they, through their dance experience, it has ignited their charitable giving. And they have decided to organize dance to raise money for Japan relief.
Wonderful.
For the Japanese Red Cross. And they're calling it Swing for Japan. And this the group from Edmonds Woodway is partnered with the YMCA and with Dance It, and we're all working on this together. It's a wonderful swing event up at the Dale Turner YMCA up in Shoreline, and it's on June 11th. That's a Saturday. We're going to have a lesson. Our Dance It teachers, Kevin Buster and Darla Wiedemann, are going to be teaching at 8 o'clock for half an hour, and then there's going to be live music and DJed music and some performances. We have some special performances lined up.
Are you special performing?
I am, actually.
He's
one of the special people. Yeah. And there'll be refreshments, and it's only a $5 cover.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, to raise money for Japan. Of course, anybody that comes is welcome to donate more than $5. So that's a wonderful a wonderful thing. I think it's building wonderful leadership skills for these teenagers, and they're creating this huge community and sharing their love and passion for dance with everybody. So that's a big event that's coming up.
And who can come to that?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Anybody
okay.
that can come to that. Doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you know how to dance. Just come and join us and support Japan and support these teens that want to share. They're basically sort of doing what we're doing, but on their level, you know.
Wonderful.
Sharing dance.
And so this is on June 11th at the YMCA up in Shoreline?
Up in Shoreline.
At what time?
It's at 8 o'clock.
And cheap. I mean, it cost me $40 to go to the movie theater the other night.
Well, they want to make
ate,
it
we
accessible.
Didn't dance.
Yeah.
Yes. Would. Well, that's wonderful.
So that's a fundraiser. Wonderful. They are, we are co-producing, co-hosting with them.
And how does one get more information on that?
If you go to our website, there's a yellow box. On the homepage, you'll see a yellow box that says Upcoming Events, Swing for Japan. You click on that and it'll tell you more information about it. It's also on Facebook. There's an event on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and do a search for Swing for Japan, you'll find the event right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dance It's also on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of our events as well. I'll look for Dance It. There's a hyphen thrown in there. You'll find it easier if you put the hyphen in. So that's that event. And Dance It is planning its annual fundraiser for August. We don't have those details yet, but in the past, it's been a wonderful event. To raise money so that we can continue our program and keep bringing our teachers to more schools.
What's your goal for the program? Do you want to expand to more schools? Do you want to do the schools that you have? I mean, what's your...
Well, we want our schools to come back, the schools that we've been in. We want them to come back. We want to expand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we were in, I think, 11 schools. It would be nice to be in 15 schools next year. I would really like to get more into the Seattle School District.
Mm-hmm.
I do my marketing to all high schools, and for some reason, it's usually the outlying schools that are more interested, and I don't know why that is. So if you're listening and you have students in the Seattle City Schools or you know, faculty, please call me. We'd love to bring our program to your school.
So that's a good point. How does somebody get a hold of you?
Email is info@danceit.com. There's a hyphen in there. And phone number 206-546-9088. And, of course, all this information is on our website as well.
And we'll have links on walkthetalkwithkim.com website
yeah.
as well. So www.danceit.com.
No,
what did I say? danceit.com and 206-546-9088 is that phone number again. 206-546-9088
yes.
is your phone number.
Yeah, and if you can't come to any of our events, please consider making a donation on our website. We'd really appreciate it. A little bit goes a long way. I've calculated it pretty much costs about $20 to sponsor a student within our program. So
even that's a good price.
That's 4 hours worth of lessons with two teachers. So that's like the equivalent of 8 teacher hours for your $20. So anyway.
How many kids do you usually have in a class?
We have a minimum of 20. Usually we have 30. Sometimes there are 50, 60, 70.
Wow.
It depends on how well the school promotes it. We don't promote it. We leave it up to the students to create the interest.
Wow. How fun.
Yeah.
So did I hear correctly at the beginning of the show, you're going to Sweden?
Yes, I am. There's a dance camp called Harang. It's about 30 minutes out of Stockholm, and it goes on for 5 weeks, and I'll be there for two of it this summer. I'll be leaving in July.
Why Sweden? Isn't there anything a little closer, or are you just looking for an adventure?
Well, Seattle's fantastic. It's one of the biggest dance hubs in the world, like I mentioned earlier. But Harang, Sweden is kind of like the mecca for swing dancers. It's the place you try to go to if you can. You have to go there at one point in your life. And I've been wanting to go for 5 years now. And I could finally decide this year I'm going to make it happen. And so I saved up and I started working so I could make sure I could go.
There you go. Are you excited?
I can't wait.
Did you get your shots and your passport and everything ready to go?
Everything's ready to go.
Do you have to take special shots to go to Sweden?
No shots, but passport, definitely.
When are you leaving?
I'll be leaving in July, early July, right after the 4th.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully all that ash from that volcano that just erupted over Iceland or wherever that was will be gone so you get there and back safe and sound. Well, exciting. So how else can the community get involved in your organization?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers to help us in the back end of things, pretty much in form of fundraising. Mm-hmm. Helping with fundraising or grant writing, public relations, we could really use some help with that. So that when we have events that the general community hears about it through the media and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Or event planning itself. So we could really use some people helping us and just getting the word out to schools and students to give us a call, making donations and coming to our events.
Are you an all-volunteer staff? Do you have people on staff in the organization? Are you getting big enough for that?
Well, we pay our teachers. We always pay our teachers. And but pretty much it's volunteer.
And the rest is through love. We pay by love.
Yeah.
It's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer in the organization. Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And I very much encourage any kind of physical education. And it's funny because I have some friends of mine that are trying to convince me to do Zumba because I like to move it. And I understand that Zumba is a really great way to go. But I like this as an opportunity for kids because it's not only exercise and movement and creativity and right brain activity, but it's also from a social perspective. Looking at you, you seem very well put together, and it's made a huge impact on your life. And I have to tell you that it's a gift, very much a gift, to be able to find your passion, especially so early in life when most of us at 19 were being sucked into falling into what it is we're supposed to be doing, but to actually have a passion and a goal and a dream, and you're actually going for it. You're a step ahead of everybody else. So congratulations on that. That's exciting.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think the timing is also really perfect because dancing is very popular in the media with all the dancing shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful alternative to all the digital socializing that teens are doing. I mean, we can't stop that, But it's a real true human connection and experience versus communicating with someone via some sort of digital device.
I couldn't agree more. And Kirstie Alley lost 36 inches when she's been on Dancing with the Stars. I heard about that yesterday. So it's great for you. And yeah, also making that social connection. I was just having that conversation with someone today that Facebook elicits from a psychological perspective feelings of belonging and need and loving, but it doesn't complete it. And you look at all of the flash mob stuff that's going on and the emergence of dance, and we know that we need connection as people. So thank you for reminding us. We love your program. We're going to get all that information on www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. And don't forget, the show today was sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a wealth of experience, and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. And don't forget, tomorrow is the Brain Matters Awareness Program going on at the Bellevue Hyatt to support glioblastoma brain cancer research. And you can find out more information on www.chriselliott.com. elliottfund.org. And that's Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. You can get more information on Dancin at www.dance-it.com. And, of course, you can get all this information and more on www.walkthetalkwithkim.com and our Facebook page at Walk the Talk with Kim. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, and get your booties up and get some dancing.
Thank you, Kim. It's a beautiful